Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week, the hosts Caleb, Derek, and Jay share their favorite things on a wide range of topics. They chat, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from serious to silly. Sometimes they have a guest join them to add a new perspective. Whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs, you're in for a treat. So grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Vivian, so we're gonna do our high five on top five Disney rides across all of the Disney parks,
all of them
that we've been to, obviously.
Yeah,
can't ride them if you've not been to them, unless you have an Oculus or something, VR headset.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I guess before we get into it, should we talk about like what our favorite things are that we look for in rides?
Sure.
What are some of your favorite things about theme park rides?
One important thing to me is franchise.
Okay, so if it's got a tie-in to some sort of
IP.
Like
something that I love.
Yeah. So like Star Wars.
So it could be a really, Marvel. Like not the best ride. But I love the franchise.
It'll help it a little bit.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that. What about...
A lot of those made my list.
Okay. Obviously, the ride quality matters a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. It can't be like Space Mountain bumpy.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be smooth or fun, exhilarating.
Well, for Mom, Space Mountain is fun. So I get like my neck broken on that.
Yeah. The one in Orlando you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Definitely the Orlando one.
Yeah. All right. Let's not talk about details.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Anything else you look for in a ride?
I have a bunch of honorable mentions.
Okay.
Actually, not a bunch, but...
I have three honorable mentions.
I have three as well. So.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let's start out with our number fives.
Honorable mentions, or do we do those
last? No, we're
going to
do honorable mentions last.
Oh, okay. Number fives. Who's going first? Me or you?
You can go first.
Okay. My number five is Tron Light Cycle Run.
Okay.
It's a roller coaster that's like, it starts off very fast, and then it does a little loop outside, but then it's completely inside for the rest.
Yep.
And it's a lot of screens.
Yep.
It's one of the fastest in Disney.
And it's cool.
It's
like the whole Tron, like color schemes and styling, like it's very cool.
Yes. It's the shortest ride, I think, though. So
it's very short.
Very short.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it like less than a minute or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. That's your number five?
Mm-hmm.
My number five is Rise of the Resistance at Galaxy's Edge in Hollywood Studios at Orlando.
They're the same.
They're the same ride. And I would just say it's the one in Orlando just because that's...
We've ridden it more times.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I was doing, I was kind of guessing how many times I've ridden this specific ride. So I think with Rise, I've probably ridden it more than 20 times.
How many times do you think we've ridden Tron?
Probably like 10 or 15.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think less.
It's a newer ride, yeah.
Probably like 5 or 10.
Probably about 10,
I would guess. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that was your number...
Yeah, that was my five.
That was your number five?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I'm going again?
Yep. Go ahead with your number four.
Are you going to explain, Are you going to explain Rise? Any details?
I guess I can. Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. It's basically a ride where you're in the era of Rey, Finn, and the sequel trilogy people like Poe. Yep. BBA and all those people, and you're getting smuggled out of a hostile area that's been taken over by First Order insurgents, and so the resistance is breaking you out, and you find yourself in the midst of gunfights and flying through space, and you move into different areas on the ride. Like, it's a really multifaceted ride, so there's a lot to it. Yeah. It takes a long time.
It's a very long ride.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're standing, and then you get into the vehicle, and then, like, the ride starts even before that, and it's really interesting.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's my number five.
It's very, like, there's no rides like that.
No.
Nothing.
Very unique ride.
Okay. My number four is Flight of Passage, Avatar. Okay.
Yep.
This is only in Orlando, so.
Yep.
It's basically a simulation of you get on the back of those, like, banshees.
Yeah.
And you fly around, and you have these glasses on, and it smells good in there. Like, they make the room smell like Pandora.
It's a huge screen that
has... Oh, my God, it's huge.
Like, it just feels like you're flying.
And then your, like, little seat moves around, and it, like, breathes. Like, it feels like it's breathing.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. And it's, like, 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love Avatar, so.
Yep.
It's really cool. It's
great.
I like it.
Great ride.
And it has the best line, in my opinion. One of the best cues.
What is it? Oh, the best like pre-show, pre-ride.
The line,
the cue. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool, like, walking through the jungle, and then you're into the laboratory, and you see, like, really cool props and stuff.
If you have Disney Play, I would just download
the app for your phone. Yep.
To just be in that line.
Yeah, there's fun stuff to do.
Because the line is long, but it's, like, the only thing I play on Disney Play is that game. Yep.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my number four is Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, like, quality rides. It's a smooth roller coaster. I love the rocking, like, barrels that you're riding in.
Mm-hmm.
I love the theming of it. I love the dwarves and seeing Snow White, all the animatronics on it. It's got a great, like, soundtrack. It's just, you know, hi-ho, hi-ho. And it's just a fun ride that there's no downsides to that ride.
Yeah, it's very smooth and it's very fun.
Yep.
And when you go into that cave after that, like, roller coaster part, you always go, like, back and forth.
Yeah, you rock your
car. You rock your car to try to see how long you can rock it.
Yeah. And then at the end, you see Snow White and the dwarves dancing in the house.
And then at the end, there's the witch at the door.
Outside the door.
One time we got stuck by the witch at nighttime. It was so,
yeah, it was
so,
like,
creepy.
11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
We were stuck
there. So scary.
So, cool. That was my number four.
Okay. That almost made my honorable mentions, actually.
Okay.
For number three, we're already number three, is Incredicoaster, DCA.
Disney California Adventure.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely not on Dad's list. It's a roller coaster.
What was it previously called?
California Screamer.
California Screamin'. Because it's after there's a song called California Dreamin'.
Oh.
So that's what they named it after.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's just your basic roller coaster, and it's really fun. Has a loop-de-loop.
Yeah, it goes upside down. I like the ride. It just makes me sick. I can ride it one time. And then I'm done. So, I like the ride. I like the theming with the Incredibles and all that. But
I'll ride it as many times as possible.
So, okay. You like Good with that. Number three.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my number three is Avatar: Flight of Passage.
We already know about
that. For all the reasons
that.
You said before.
Mm-hmm.
Siva Ko,
Rise to the Challenge.
Yeah, it's a chant that they do right at the beginning.
In the pre-show.
And they only really reference it like once or twice in the pre-show.
Twice.
But we yell it through the whole ride.
Yeah, we're just like, Siva Ko.
And most of the time we can make other people around us laugh because they've never heard that before or something.
Or like they remember it from the pre-show.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
So yeah.
That's my number three.
Okay. That's not the page I was at. Okay. My number two is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one I like better. I don't know if it's Disneyland or Hollywood Studios that I like better. I'm gonna probably say Hollywood Studios,
okay.
Orlando, because, okay. You know, that sign right at the front of the Chinese theater. Is we get churros right next to the Chinese theater, and then every time we get them, we take a picture with our churros by the sign.
Yep.
And I don't know, it's just...
It's our Mickey and Minnie's, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, it's a trackless ride system, so, like, you never know where you're going. I'm still trying to figure out which one almost dies at the end.
Oh, by the smasher?
Yeah, by the crusher thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not random, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I think it's the third car.
Okay.
So you want the front of the third car. I'm pretty sure. Don't.
Oh, hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's the third.
If anybody knows.
Yeah, please tell us. I really want to know.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you're in a train. You kind of get thrown into a cartoon, right?
Yeah, it's the first Mickey and Minnie ride that was ever made, believe it or not.
I think so.
And it's pretty new.
I don't know that, but it's definitely the first major ride that's Mickey and Minnie themed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So that's your number two?
Yes.
Okay. My number two is Space Mountain. But not the Space Mountain you're thinking.
Oh, good.
The Space Mountain at Disneyland.
Okay, good.
In Anaheim.
Yeah.
Because, and I said this when we wrote it, didn't I? It was like...
That is so much smoother.
It's such a smoother ride. It's a newer ride.
But I don't know how that made your second.
I'm just telling you, I had so much... And I've only ridden it once, so... I could be...
And we just wrote it.
And we just wrote it, like, 2 weeks ago.
So it's still in his mind.
So, I'm just saying, I had so much fun riding it.
It's so much better.
It's so much better than the one in Orlando. I like the one in Orlando. It would not make my top five, but this makes my number two.
Yeah.
And, it's just so good. And the theming's just better, like, because it is a newer roller coaster, it's everything's newer on it as far as like the pre-show, the walk-up, the line and everything. Everything is just a little bit newer and cooler in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like they didn't spare any expense when they were building this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just has more modern technology. Yep.
Whereas Orlando...
That was built in the late 60s and
like,
early 70s. Yeah.
I think it's an original attraction.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, my.
So, anyway, that's my number two.
Yep. Okay. Number one time.
Number one time.
I think you already know.
I think I already know.
Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Yep.
It's just the best ride ever.
Yeah.
It's an Omnimover.
Yeah.
So, like, the car.
It's
like
an
you're...
indoor...
Like you're on a roller coaster inside,
yep.
Except your car like separately turns.
It's not like spinning; it's like controlled turning.
So like it shows you where to look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
So you're like flying around in space, and it feels like it.
But don't get I'm very afraid of space, but this is my favorite ride. So if you have a weird fear of space like I do, you'll be fine. It's my favorite ride.
But if you get sick easy, you might not make your top five.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Dad.
It is one of my favorite rides, but because of the fact that it, like, I can't ride it more than once in a row and not get sick. So I love the theming. Guardians of the Galaxy is one of my favorite IPs.
Yeah, the IP is great.
So I love Guardians. So, like, all of the pre-ride line, queue, and everything is probably my favorite at all Disney parks. But the ride, it just makes me sick. So it just knocks it down a couple pegs.
But he gets sick so easily. Yeah. Like, you can see Incredicoaster was on mine.
Yeah.
I just live for those rides.
So you'll see that it makes my honorable mention, but it's not my number one.
Nice.
So, all right. So anything else to say about Guardians?
Great IP. I'm not really sure when it takes place, because Groot is full-sized from the first movie, so it, like, happens somewhere in the first movie.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So.
But, yeah, it's unclear.
It's, you're just, like, hanging out with the Guardians. But then in the queue, it's after the queue
they're
takes
talking
place
about them saving the
after
universe. Yeah.
The first movie.
Yeah.
But then Groot is still intact. Spoiler alert. He dies. But he comes back.
But he's reborn. Yeah. Which is why we have Baby Groot.
Baby Groot. Yeah, so.
Anyway. Okay.
We are Groot. You know?
Yeah.
So. Fun ride.
Fun ride. In that one, we have a running log of every song that we've gotten when we've ridden it.
Yeah, how many times have we ridden
21
it?
21 times.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yep. So,
that look one, at Bert. He's being so cute. Look at him.
All right, so that's your number one?
Yep.
Okay. My number one is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Not surprised.
At Disneyland.
That's controversial.
And it's mostly just because
I've ridden it. Cool.
What did we ride it? Just once or twice?
Twice.
It's just because it's new. It's fresh. It's got like the old movie theater theming in the line.
What is it? El Canto Theater.
El Capitan Theater.
El Capitan. Yeah.
It's a play on the El Capitan Theater.
Toontown.
Yep,
that's where it is.
So that's really the only thing different about it is the queue, and it's all references to old Mickey Mouse shorts and movies and, you know, other parts of the IP that
soundtracks.
Yeah, everything Mickey Mouse. So that's really cool to just see some
and his friends
that history. So it's my favorite right now. So, but stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. So. I love that land so much.
Yeah, Toontown.
I walked in and, like, you cannot see the rest of the world except for Matterhorn. And that plays into the story, like, of the Yodelberg short from, I mean, no one has seen that but me. But, like, the Yodelberg times where Mickey goes to Yodelberg in the Mickey Mouse shorts, the new ones. I'm sad that they're getting rid of them. I can't. Like, not doing animation style like that anymore. So.
But they'll replace it with something cool.
Ugh, but I'm not happy about that.
You just have to keep an open mind. Okay. So that was my number one, and your number one was Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of our honorable mentions that just didn't make our top five?
Okay. I will. Do you want me to do all my honorable mentions?
Yeah, just list them off.
Okay. So first, these are kind of one and the same. Cars, Radiator Springs, Test Track also. Those are just one of my favorite. What is he talking about? Those are just one of my favorites. I mean, I loved Test Track, but yeah. Now it's closed and refurbishment. It has to live up.
It will.
It has to. It will. Or else I'm going to be so upset.
It's going
to
be cool. Because it's sponsored by GM or Chevrolet or whatever. They'll, you know, them putting their face and name on it, it has to be cool because it's, you know, mm-hmm. it can't be lame. So I think it'll be cool.
Yeah.
And it'll shoot right back up to the top of your list.
Yeah.
Okay. So my honorable mentions.
I'm not done with my honorable mentions. Sorry. And then Radiator Springs. It's basically the same except you race. And we watched Cars again. And that's probably why it made my list.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good movie. I like it a lot.
It's a great ride.
And then my last honorable mention is... Okay, so this doesn't really count as an honorable mention, but it kind of does.
Okay.
Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Mm.
I love that IP so much. I can't, but when we tried to ride it, we didn't get to.
We haven't gotten to ride it yet.
And I'm so sad.
So it would be much higher if you
had ridden it. And Mom told me that it was... the longest ride
yeah
in Disney, and it blew my mind, and I'm even sadder now.
So, well, I mean it's gonna be that much greater when you get to ride it finally.
I need to ride it. I already heard the song, the Special Spice song, gets stuck in my head every time I think about it. So I cool. really need to see a Tiana animatronic and a Lewis and a you know, all those.
Cool. Okay. Those are great. Mm-hmm. All right. My honorable mentions are Tron Light Cycle Run.
Mm-hmm.
I love the ride.
Even I get sick on that one.
I do not get sick on that one.
Oh.
No? Because there's no upside downs. It's just all speed. And I like to go fast.
I can't. I just feel like I'm on a cloud.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite. But it still made my list because I like to go fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great ride.
Yeah. It's new. It's fun.
Okay, so that was one of them. Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind. Love it. We've gone on it 21 times.
Makes you sick.
Makes me sick. It's got a great soundtrack, and it's got probably my favorite IP, so
mm-hmm.
pretty great.
Okay,
and last then the one. Last one is Carousel of Progress.
I'm surprised it didn't make your list.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not a ride. I like going on rides.
It's a ride.
It technically is. You are going around, but
it's a show.
It's a show. It's really nice Ooh. To get out of the heat sometimes and that air conditioning. So
okay, well,
great.
If that counts, then Hall of Presidents counts. That's you yeah. cannot take me to Magic Kingdom and we can't go to Hall of Presidents.
Yep. Yeah, normally we're going to Hall of Presidents and Carousel of Progress in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a lighter day and we just don't have as many other things to do.
Like when we didn't get to ride Tiana's Bayou Adventure, I was so sad. Yeah. They're like, how about we go to Hall of Presidents? It made up for it. It yeah. was great. I love it so much. I don't know why I love it so much. I just love it so much.
You're going to love it even more when Kamala Harris becomes the next president.
That's controversial.
It is. We won't talk about that before it happens. Okay. So, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
What are some rides that you're excited for?
Ooh.
Because we just got back from D23 and they've announced some things.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
Just off the top of your head.
Top of my head. Okay. I'm excited for like South America's.
Okay. So like the Encanto part of the park and
Coco. We watched Coco again. Yeah. Oh my God, are you kidding? It's so good. Anyway.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Sorry.
Hey. We're talking about our favorite Disney rides.
We'll be done in 5 minutes.
Mom, come back.
What's your favorite Disney ride, Mom?
What's your favorite Disney ride?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, come here. You have to tell it in the microphone.
My favorite Disney ride is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Cosmic like mine. Rewind? That was Cosmic mine. Rewind. That was mine.
Or Mission Breakout.
Yeah, not Mission Breakout. Nope.
Mission Breakout is the one at...
The drop one.
At the Disney Tower California Adventure that's the converted Tower of Terror. But anyway. Okay, so... Well, I'll list off some of my favorite...
And I'll just agree.
...that I'm looking forward to because I had a couple more moments to research this part of it. So my rides that I'm most looking forward to are the Cars rides.
We didn't get much information about that.
Coming to Magic Kingdom in Orlando. Really it's exciting. Basically going to like go
Beyond
in the
Big
area.
Thunder.
No.
Right?
You know where it's going to go? It's going to go in, they're saying, in the waterway where the Liberty Bell goes through. And it's going to take out Tom Sawyer's Island.
Thank God. Not going to lie, thank God.
I'm sad about, kind of.
You've only been there like twice.
But I was watching a video today and they're saying, you know, like nobody goes there. Yeah, you're attached to it and you don't want it to go away, but it doesn't make any money. Like people would much rather... If you could put people in a Cars ride there, they're going to be way happier and it's going to make that much more money for the company.
I hope Disney doesn't take it back.
Right. Yep. I think it's happening. At this point, it's happening. So, yep. Looking forward to the Cars. I think there's two major rides in there. So that'll be pretty awesome.
And they're saying it's not going to be Radiator Springs.
No, it's going to be different. More like off-road cars and trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was one of them. Indiana Jones coming to Animal Kingdom, which is kind of
tropical
part of
Americas.
The Tropical Americas that you were talking about.
South Americas, excuse me.
So it's basically they're just converting the dinosaur ride that's currently there into an Indiana Jones ride, which is going to be similar to the one in Disneyland. But it's going to be a different story.
Okay, so... At D23, this is my joke that I said. When they're like, it's going to be a different storyline where Indiana Jones is searching for a mythical creature. I'm like, what, a dinosaur? I'm pretty proud of that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good because that's what they're doing in the ride currently.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so that's that. That's one. The Encanto ride coming to Animal Kingdom, which we already talked about. There's going to be a Casita ride.
Yeah, it's like, a ride. It's a boat ride.
Yeah. So, pretty excited about that because we love Encanto.
I thought it was going to be a walkthrough.
It might. Yeah. I don't know if there's too many details on it yet.
Yeah, maybe there'll be both. I don't know. Probably not.
The Monsters
ride. I just had a great idea.
Coming to Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that flying roller coaster.
It's like the flying with the doors on a track. And you're flying with your feet hanging through the
It's like Soarin', except a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Soarin' Roller Coaster Edition.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Pretty excited for that.
Ooh, I could not do Soarin' Roller Coaster Edition.
And then the last is the Avengers, the two Avengers rides that are being added to the Avengers campus at California Adventure. So, we love DCA. Avengers, we love Marvel, and we love, one of them is going to be like a Tony Stark Inventions type ride.
Like
where you're
testing stuff.
Testing robot
You just
arms
get whipped around, that's all it is.
Probably going to get me really sick, but it'll be at least cool to see, I think.
Yeah, and I just want to watch people.
Ride one time, maybe.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll be cool. So, yeah. That's what we're excited for.
That's probably going to be pretty intense.
Yeah, I think so.
They're going to have to tone that down a bit, hopefully.
They'll probably be like, maybe kind of like the mission to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a different degree of difficulties,
like
impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
And then the big one.
Yep.
Teleportation.
Yep. Oh yeah, they'll be going through jump points and stuff.
Yeah. So. I don't see how it's gonna be different from Guardians, but.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it won't be much different than Guardians, but maybe it'll be that Omni coaster, but you're doing Marvel stuff.
Yeah, well, then I better get a different Tower of Terror, because they got both.
No, it won't be Guardians themed.
I know, but it's basically Mission Breakout.
Correct.
So I better get an Avengers campus in my Sunset Boulevard.
I don't think that's happening.
Dang.
Contracts and all that. Remember, they can't have Marvel themed things east of the Mississippi River or whatever.
So stupid.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Why? I feel like that's got to end at some point, but I don't know the details.
How do you make a contract with yourself?
Well, it was before Disney owned Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
So these contracts were written before then. So
that's true. When do they time out?
I do not know.
Okay.
We'll have to find it out.
My idea was, for the Encanto, like, thing, they're, like, you know how Mirabelle's mom is, like, a cook? Like, she makes healing food? Mm-hmm. There should be, like, a diner.
There will.
Like,
guaranteed that's happening.
Yeah, because I was like, what, like, yeah. If it was, like, a sort of, like, Pirates Blue Bayou type thing there. Because, like, the Encanto ride would be a boat ride, like we heard.
Yeah, so then there could be, like, a ride through into the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, Vivian. You should go become Imagineer.
I guess I should. Yeah.
All right, well, I think that about sums it up for us, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We got some favorite rides. We're excited for some rides.
Oh, yeah.
And we love Disney, so.
We love Disney.
All right, well, thanks for coming on, Vivian, and thanks for listening
if you
got to this point.
Hopefully you got to this point.
If not,
well,
you can't hear us right now. Yeah, anyway. I guess
so. So, like, thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. And that's a wrap on another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, 5 is just the start, not the end. Don't forget to share your high fives with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehighfivepodcast. We'll be back next week with more exciting adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a big high five from Caleb, Derek, and Jay to you. We'll see you next time. Intro and outro music was created by our friend Trevor Durheimer.